Good morning, everybody. I believe that it's a day the Lord has made, and I'm so excited and humbled to be your speaker today for the year 2021. Today, we are going to speak about the words that says, God, speak over my life. Speak something over my life. We live in a society where most of people do not believe that God speaks to people. And some, they do believe that God only spoke to people in the Old Testament. But I believe that God, even now, he's still speaking to people, but in a different ways. Today, we are going to read the book of Job 33, verse 14. So the Bible says, for God speaks in one way and in two, through thou man does not perceive it. So in another way, God speaks in one way or the other, but for some reasons, we don't get it. We don't listen. But if we don't listen, it doesn't mean God is not speaking to us. So God speaks in a different way. But however, sometimes our attentions are in a different areas. And in our days, because of the technology, so people are busy with the internet, Facebook, television, WhatsApp, Instagram, Twitter, and you find that people are busy. Their minds have been very, very busy to the point that when even God is speaking, they are not there to listen. But if we don't listen, does it mean God is not speaking? No. God is speaking, but for some reasons, people choose to not listen, or they have been too busy in a different ways. So today we will see different forms or different ways that God speaks to people. So number one, we will see that when you read the Bible, God speaks to you through the Bible. Because the Bible says that the Word of God was inspired by God. And he wasn't only inspired by God, but there is a reason why it was inspired by God. Number one, it says that it was inspired for teaching us and rebuking us and correcting us and training us into righteousness. So when you read the Word of God, it will correct you, it will teach you, it will train you. But it's up to you to listen to it or not. Whether you choose to listen or whether you choose to not to listen to it, so it doesn't mean that God is not speaking. God is speaking in different way. And one of the ways that we will encourage you is to get familiar to the Word of God, to read the Bible. Read the Bible as much as you can. I'll give an example. There is an atheist who didn't believe in God, and he never believed that God speaks. So he was talking to one of his friends who is a pastor, and then he said, you guys, I don't believe in what you believe, and I don't even believe in the Word of God, which you said it's the Word of God. Can you prove that the Bible is the Word of God? And his friend, who is a pastor, he said, I never seen a stupid person who is educated, so who criticizes something he never learned or he never studied and make a conclusion. So that guy was a little bit challenged. Then he said, whoa, now I'm going to read the Bible so that I can be able to debate, to prove to this man that God doesn't exist. When he started reading his Bible, he was convinced that God exists. Then he called his friend and said, "I truly believe that God exists. Now I give my heart and my life to Jesus, because while I was reading the Bible, it convinced me that God exists." So one of the ways that is very profound in our lives is to read the Word of God. If we read the Word of God, that's how we grow up spiritually. But if we don't read the Word of God, we can be misled by any situations or by any circumstances. Number two, that proves that God speaks to people. God can choose to speak to people through situations or circumstances. Here, I'm going to give an example of Jonah in the Bible. So there is a different way that God spoke to Jonah. Number one, when you read the book of Jonah chapter 1, verse 1, you'll hear that the word of God came to Jonah. So that was one particular area where it says the word of God came to Jonah. So, but Jonah decided not to listen. So instead of following the instructions, so he decided to go opposite direction. So God, because he speaks and he is able, he used different ways. So what he did, when he ran away, so in the lake or in the river where they were, so the storms, God spoke through the storm. Well, that was the second time. Number one, he spoke through the word. Number two, circumstances, situations. So people, they ended up deciding to vote to see who might be the troublemaker in their journey. So they decided, and so it came out that Jonah was the troublemaker. So they approached him. They said, "Jonah, who are you? What do you do?" So he said, "I serve the Almighty God." And so he's running away. So then at the end, in conclusion, so he asked them to be thrown into the water, out of the boat. When they throw him out of the boat, so the storm stopped. So God was speaking. Did Jonah listen, number one? No. Did Jonah listen for number two? No. And then God prepared a big fish that swallowed him. So to be swallowed by the fish, so that was God speaking. So then John realized that I'm finished. I need to listen to God. The Bible says he prayed while he was inside the fish. And God ordered the fish to come and to vomit him outside. So John recognized that God is speaking. We are in a situation which is a pandemic, coronavirus. People are terrified. So I strongly believe in one way or the other, God might be speaking to us, even coronavirus. In which way do I think? So you see, the Bible says that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn away from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. This has been memorized. This verse is well known by each and everyone, mostly believers and even non-believers. But did we listen? Did we obey what the word of God is saying? Did we turn away from our wicked ways? Did we obey? Did we humble ourselves? So you will see some of the institutions in our days, so they don't even recognize that God exists. So is it God speaking through coronavirus? The situation we are going through. You see, the Bible never said that we will never go through hard time. But the Bible says that through the situation we are going through, I will be with you. So you could see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So while they were thrown into the fire, so you could see that God was with them. The Bible says, when you go through hard time, I will be with you. In the water, I will be with you. In the fire, I will be with you. So Church of Christ, it's a challenge for us. So we are encouraged to recognize his presence in a situation, in a hard time that we are facing. Number three, God can choose to speak through us through internal, inner peace. Inner peace. When you pray, then you feel the peace of our Lord in your heart. Like the example, when we started talking with Pastor Darren regarding merging, so we prayed. And we felt so the peace of our Lord in our hearts. So then we take the motion to the boards, which also approved, and which will be also taken to the membership vote. So what we need from you is to pray. And when you pray, so if you feel peace in your heart, so then this is one of the signs that God is speaking to you. We don't have to see extraordinary things, because God has different way to speak to his people. So when you have peace in your heart, that could be a sign that God is speaking to you. I'll give an example. Two young people came to me. They believe that they are in love. They are going to get married. So after the introduction to both families, the young lady felt that so this is not the man of her life. So she came to me and said, "Pastor, so this is what I'm feeling. I don't have peace. I like this guy, but however, I don't have peace. I don't think this is supposed to be my husband." Well, it was a little bit shocking, because so everybody knew that they are engaged, they are in love. So both parents were also involved. So then I told this young lady, I said, "So there is a way we could do, so to see if you will get the peace of our Lord in your heart." They were all believers. So I used one of the methods that we use. So, which is a confession. When you confess something, or somehow, some way, it will happen. So I said, "Okay, now I'm going to give a rings of time. So in the morning and in the evening, I'm going to call this person John. So confess, just say, 'I love John, I love John.' 1 week, 2 weeks, if the whole month you don't feel you love this individual, then come back to me, then we pray and take further action." So she went and she prayed, she confessed, "I love this person, I love this person, I love this person." It didn't work. So she didn't feel the peace of our Lord in her heart. So she came back and said, "Okay, I didn't feel anything." Well, if you didn't feel anything, then you could make a decision, then we'll go with what pleases you. So the decision was, okay, now they ended up separating. So after a few years, actually both of them were married to different people, and I officiated their weddings. So I said, "Okay, this is one of the signs God is speaking. This individual, she never felt that love is there, or God is approving of the project they had." So God speaks, whether you like it or not, whether you listen or choose to not listen, God speaks. So another area that we could see that God is speaking is God speaks through dreams. When you see in the Old Testament, even in the New Testament, when you see the story of the king Nebuchadnezzar, And when you see the story of Jacob, when you come in the New Testament, the story of Joseph, when he learned that the wife-to-be, Mary, was pregnant, so he decided to avoid the relationship because he wasn't convinced that so what was going on, he's going to take that in the rest of his life. So through a dream, the angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph. Peter, when he was arrested, when he was in jail, while he was in jail, he had a dream. So not only that, you could see the story of Joseph as well in the Old Testament when he had dreams. So God speaks to people through different ways, through dreams, and through even visions. So until now, God is speaking to people. Some people, they do have dreams which are accurate, which are biblical. So another way that God speaks to people is through their thoughts. You can have good ideas. You think, oh, I'm just having ideas. No, God is able to speak to you through your thoughts. But this area, we have to be very careful. Some of our thoughts are coming from us, ourselves, individual. And some can also be confused. The enemy also can use our thoughts. But also, it doesn't exclude that God doesn't speak through our thoughts. Last, God speaks through supernatural manifestation. Supernatural manifestation. So you could see the story of Moses. When you read Exodus chapter 3, Moses, what he saw a burning bush, but the bush, even though it was on fire, but it never been consumed. So Moses decided to approach and see what's going on. What's going on here? He sees the bush is on fire, but the bush is not being consumed. So when he came closer, that's when he had the voice. Remove your shoes because this place is holy. So God can use any kind of situations. So supernatural manifestations. So like Gideon, when he prayed also, he said, God, I'm giving you this. If this happens like this, then I will accept that you are speaking to me. So God uses different ways to speak to his people. So you could see also Paul, when he was on journey to Damascus, he had a voice. Supernatural, something miraculous will happen. At the end, as I conclude, so the Bible says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As he spoke in the Old Testament, he's still speaking today. So he's speaking today. But the problem is between you and I. So sometimes we are distracted. So we are not good listeners. When God speaks, we confuse it. He might even be speaking you through nice ideas. Or he might even be speaking through your dreams. Or even when you read your Bible. So are you a good listener? When God speaks to you, do you listen? I give one of illustration as I conclude my sermon. 7 years ago, I went to the States to visit my mom. She was living in Jacksonville, Florida. So I went for a coffee. I took my laptop. I went into Stab Cafe. So when I was there, two people came in and said, can I sit with you? Actually, they sound like they're a couple, but so the male person came to me and said, can I sit with you? I said, welcome. So the female person, whom I don't know if it was a couple, that they were a couple, so then sat on the other side. So this man introduced himself as Richard, and I introduced myself as Nelson. So then he said, Nelson, I see you having the map of the world and a knife in your hands, and you are cutting, you are making pieces. But I'm here to tell you that stop using your brain too much. So I see you. God has given you a pure heart, a very pure and a clean heart. But the problem with you, you are using your brain too much. So I was terrified because most of the times, yes, anything I do, I try to plan, I try to say, this is what I need to do. So then I turned to him, I said, Richard, even yourself to come and talk to me, you used your brain. So then when I was trying to analyze this person, I thought maybe this is a preacher who's trying to preach, or this is a professor from a university who's looking for examples that he's going to give when people react in different ways. So I asked him the question, I said, what do you do? And then he looked at me, he said, you see, this is your problem. You are using your brain too much. You don't need to know what I do. Well, I turned to the second question. I said, Mr. Richard, can I have your contact so that in future we may get together and talk? He said, look at you again. This is your problem. You are using your brain too much. You don't need my contact. So as I conclude, some of us, the problem is we are using our brain too much. When the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, we don't listen because our mind is full with logic. But the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. If we are called a community of believers, we must have faith. If we are called believers, then we have to have faith in Christ. So my conclusion is, I pray that you'll be a good listener. I pray that when God speaks to you, you will listen. You will follow God's instructions. You will follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And one of my profound beliefs is that God speaks to each and everyone. But the problem is we are too busy. We don't listen. And we don't even recognize that God is speaking. But it's my prayer that 2021, you will hear the voice of God. God will speak to you directly. And once he speaks to you, you have to be a good listener and follow his instruction. May God bless you. And may God open your heart and your mind to listen what he wants for the year 2021. God bless you. Amen.
In the darkness we were waiting, without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running, there was mercy in your to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt. You sought to the other side. knowing this was our salvation. Jesus, for our sake you died. Good, for the Lamb had conquered death, and the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, for the souls of all who'd come to the Father are restored, and the church of Christ was born, and the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth of all shall not kneel, shall not faint. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me. Praise the
Thank you, worship team. What a beautiful anthem about the gospel of our Lord and how the gospel changes lives and still changing lives today. Well, thank you, Pastor Nelson, as well for reminding us that God speaks and he speaks to our lives like no one else can. And when the Lord speaks, there is power. And so we trust that as the Lord is speaking to us, as we consider this church merger proposal, for the two churches, Steele Heights and Fresh Manna Fellowship, to come together, we pray and trust that God will speak to us in a very powerful way. And if it is the Lord's will that we come together, that there will be a gospel message spoken from this church that will reach the nations and reach this city that we call home here in Edmonton. So we trust God is going to move, God is going to speak. And I want to encourage you to come to our online meeting next Sunday at 7 p.m., our Q&A, and then again on the 17th when we have our congregational meeting and our membership vote to discern God's will for this possible merger. So look for my update this Friday on our website, and I will give you the details on how to link into that meeting, and you can send questions in advance as well. I appreciate that. If you have some questions about the merger, send them in advance. That'll help us prepare for the answers for those questions as well. Well, may I speak over you this word of benediction today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you throughout this year, 2021, and give you his peace. God bless you, Steele Heights. Bye for now.